Welcome, everybody. Welcome as everybody gets in here tonight. Say hi in the chat. Let me know how you're doing and that you can hear me and that all is well. Tell me where you're from. What's going on with everybody tonight? I think I see a few names that I know, but I would love to make sure you set your chat to everyone tonight. I'm Coach Lisa. Hello, Valerie from LA. And I see someone from Iowa. Welcome, everybody, to tonight's call. This is our monthly call about body image and sex. This is that call where we talk about everything. There's nothing on the table. It also doesn't have to be that spicy and either. Hello, Missy from Fort Worth. So this month, what I really did want to talk to you all about a little bit was the idea of journaling for body image to really work on paper or in your head or with your accountability groups. The concept of journaling is what we're going to be working on in March. So I want you to get ready for that. For March, when you're going to do it. And this month, oh, Christy says she is freezing in Minnesota. Okay, I am freezing here too. For anybody who doesn't know, I am the one coach from Canada. So I am up here and I laugh at all my coworkers who tell me that there's going to be at least an inch or two of snow. And so schools are closed tomorrow because I'm pretty sure we have over 3 feet of snow. Our snow banks are enormous. You can't see them as you pull out the driveway anymore. Like you can't see where you're going because the driveway's the snow banks are so high. Patty from Vermont. Okay, Vermont could be probably, I don't know, that sounds like snow country to me too. Very snowy and cold. All right, so to get ready for next month when you're going to start doing more stuff on paper and things like that, what we want to work on now is how do I work on loving this body? Because the key thing that most people think is, well, if I just lose the weight, then I'll love my body, right? It'll be something I will just be able to love. But for any of you who have ever lost weight before, you know that's not the case. We know that once we're there's no destination that is just going to be rainbows and daisies, that's going to all of a sudden we're going to love your body just because. What's going to happen is you're going to start thinking different things. But if you're somebody like me who's very judgmental about themselves, you're going to just have more judgmental thoughts about things like loose skin, about things like, well, things don't fit quite the way you thought. I think a lot of us have in our minds that when we lose the weight, we're going to get back to like the age when we weighed that much before. It's just not the case. Our skin is different. Our bodies are different. Our shapes are different. And so we really want to work on how do we work on having some of those thoughts now? And while I talk about this a little bit, please feel free to raise your hand. The main purpose of this call is to do coaching. So raise your hand if you are willing to be coached on this call, or if you just want to talk about something with me, we can get up here and just chat about it. And that can also be very helpful for people. So, okay. So, how can you guys share in the chat one thing that your body has done for you today? What have your bodies done for you today that was maybe helpful? Anybody got a thought about what their bodies did today that was helpful and they want to share in the chat? I'm waiting. I'm giving you all a chance. Brought me to work. Walked to work. Took a nap. I woke up. Great. See? All these carried me through the grocery store. I love it. Jazzercise. Walked the dogs up and down the stairs. I walked 3 miles this morning. Yes. So that is a great example. Played with the doggos, walked the beach. I love it. Great example of a place to start. A place to start to kind of experiment with what can my body do for me? How can I be friends with my body? Oh, somebody else walked the beach for 2 hours. Someone else said, my body is finally healing enough from the flu to watch my 2-year-old grandson. That's amazing. Celeste, that's great. Yes, our bodies are the vessels that let us live our lives, no matter what you're doing. So I want you to think of that as you experiment with what is it my body does? Where can I make peace with my body? And that is definitely the first step towards loving here. Someone said, just got here. Make sure we set our chat to everybody, just so you all know, because I don't always get to follow the chat very well. But anyways, got here, missed the question. The question was, what has your body done for you today? Yeah, back to the daily commute. Okay, so our bodies do amazing things for us all the time. And that's what you want to keep in mind. What were you able to do because of the body that you have today? You were able to do all of those things in the body you currently have. Your body didn't need to be a different size for you to do any of these things. And that's what you want to keep in mind. How do I make peace with my body as it is today? And that is the first step for us to be able to start shifting from the number on the scale is the important thing. And that has to change in order for me to like love myself or like my body to my body's worthy as it is. So someone else in the chat said, I was able to take my 89-year-old mom out to lunch and enjoy her company. Yes, exactly. Because of the body you have today, you're able to do all of these things. So it's one of the ways, like I say, that we can start to work on that bit of a shift and sort of break apart those maybe negative things that we sometimes think about. Someone else says, it kept me upright on icy streets. Yes, that's a very capable body, Vivian. I love that you share that too. Of course, it lets us get out and be outside. All right. And then I want you to think about how you talk about your body, because February is the month where we're really focusing on loving ourselves and being nicer to ourselves. All month, you may have been listening to Corinne's 365s, and that's what they're all about. They're all about making peace with what is and about how to like the body and have some more self-acceptance and some self-love with the body that you're in. So I want you to think about, are there things that you say to yourself that you wouldn't say to someone else? Why don't you give me a thumbs up or an emoji or something like that under captions? If there are things you would never say to someone else, but that you say to yourself. There we go. We're getting some thumbs up. Yeah. We want to keep an eye on that kind of thing. Lots of thumbs up here in case you're listening. We want to keep an eye on that. And that's the stuff we want to pay attention to. Because think about it. If somebody would say those things to someone that you loved, you'd probably find yourself standing up and defending them. Or if it was to your child, you let people talk to your children the way that we probably talk to ourselves a lot. So I want you to think about that. And if it's not okay for someone else, how about it's not okay for us too? Now, one of the ways to work on this is to just say that alone. I just don't talk to myself like that. You do not have to cross that bridge into loving yourself in order to just say, no, I'm just not talking to myself like that anymore. I will someday probably talk to myself differently, but right now I'm just putting a no on just talking to myself that way for now. Working on the rest of the stuff can take time, and that's okay. So, all right, I'm going to pause there. If you have any questions, you can ask in the Q&A anonymously if you want, or you can put your name on it. Either way is totally fine. So don't forget to ask questions there. I do have a very special surprise I'm going to share with you by the end of this call. But for now, let's bring somebody up and do some coaching or some talking, whatever it is they're here for. All right. Anne Marie, I am going to promote you to panelist. And hopefully that worked. I don't see Anne Marie coming up. Maybe Anne Marie didn't mean to have her hand up. Christy. Oh, no. Anne Marie, are you coming? There we go. I see you coming now. Can you unmute yourself? And there we go. We got, there we go. Almost. There we go. Hello, Anne Marie.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's nice to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you too. I should have re-listened to last month's so that I knew what I had. I know I was supposed to come back.
You're supposed to go back. I haven't, okay, I'm gonna be honest, I haven't listened. Does anybody remember what Anne Marie was supposed to report back to us on? Well, what have you got to report anyways?
Well, I know that I was talking about like when I'm with a partner, how to bring up trying to lose weight and stuff like that. So, I actually joined a plus size dating app, and
Okay.
so now my issue is exactly like how to love or make peace with the body I'm in now.
Okay.
And so let's see, I was just talking about this with my accountability partners, but I'm nervous, so I'm forgetting what I said.
Just take a breath. It's just you and I mean, and the rest of the people, but it's just you and I. Okay. So, yeah.
So,
So we're trying to make peace with the body you have. What is that? What does that
yes.
sound like for you?
It would probably sound like talking back to the shitty thoughts that come up. I think about it more of like how not to like invalidate a partner that would like,
Yes.
instead of being like, oh no, don't touch my belly, like that.
Okay.
So, but also from obviously for myself to, I guess, be a
Yeah, what is it you think you need to be okay with?
I guess I need to be okay with like if I didn't lose the weight, if I stayed in my same size.
Okay. Why do you need to be okay with that?
I don't know.
Oh. Okay. It's an interesting thing, right? It's like, okay, I have to be okay to just never lose the weight then.
Yeah.
Maybe if you don't really want to lose the weight, you definitely don't have to. You can 100%, yes. There's nothing wrong with you at the weight you are,
Yeah.
but you also could work on losing weight if you wanted. But what if those things are kind of mutually exclusive? Is that the right way to say it? To Well, this is your body today. Today, right now, this is it.
Yes. Yeah. No, I get how they can be two different things, but
But what? It's okay.
yeah. So I guess it's like how, yeah, to, if I can't love it, to accept this body.
Because, okay, correct me if I'm wrong. Weren't you the one that said something about I can get laid anytime?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
That was
So there is a confidence within you.
yes.
So how does that, how do we put that together? How do we reconcile that part of you and the part that's saying I just have to be okay if I never lose weight?
Interesting. I've never thought of that because I've been trying to lose weight for so long.
Okay.
I really don't know.
Okay, so what I'm hearing from you, it like doesn't, I'm not hearing as much of a confidence issue as a, what if we just want to work on how to lose the next 5 pounds or the next 10 pounds? What is going on there that, like you said, I've been trying to lose the weight so long?
So like I'll make my plan. I will lose 5, and then I will gain it right back, like in the next week. So it just keeps like going up and down and up and down.
Okay. What's so this is a data thing, in my opinion. If you lose 5 pounds, you've done certain things to lose 5 pounds. The next week, if you gain 5 pounds, that means you're doing different things that created a weight gain.
Yes.
What would you need to change in the week you're gaining weight to not gain the 5 pounds?
I would have to keep doing what I did, what I lost.
So what is that though?
So,
Like
yeah.
honestly.
So, like, make the plan, stick to it, not excuse, like, oh, well, you lost 5 pounds, so now you can eat this, or
What is it you're not eating when you're losing weight?
I probably don't like pick up food as much. I cook at home more.
Okay. Do you
Yeah, and
like to cook at home?
I do. Yeah. Then when I pick up food, I tend to overeat it because it's just
Why?
so.
It's
It's
what?
like it's so much more,
Okay.
it,
So if
yeah.
that was, if you would swear to me, okay, Coach Lisa, that's the problem. Those bat never those people at the store just give me too much food.
Yeah,
What do
no,
you
of course.
think you could try to do? You know what I'd tell you to do? Throw some away before you even start eating.
Oh, yeah.
Pretend like they didn't give it to you. Oh,
Yeah.
whoops. You could also try to order less. Like, I don't know, if you're like a burger and fries, can you give me a burger and a small fries?
Yeah.
Depending on what it is, right?
Yeah.
Restaurants can be much more accommodating than I ever even knew. It's crazy what they'll do if you ask.
Yeah.
So, what do you think is between you and wanting that, like wanting to advocate for that? Because you sound like you know. You're like, oh, well, there's too much food when I order it or when I get food. So,
Yeah, so the thing that I tell myself all the time is like, this one time won't matter, but then that's like twice a week or something like that. And I think that that is enough to either gain or stall. And then it takes like 2 weeks to get back into like being better choices, or like even remembering like, oh yeah, this is what I wanted.
So did you tell me you have an accountability partner or group or something? Did you say?
Yes.
Okay. I think they're the ones that get some homework this time.
Okay.
They are to call you out on this shit. It does not take 2 weeks for you to get back from this unless you let it.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is always a new day. Tonight is always a new night. Lunch, like if you mess it up at breakfast, guess what's next? Lunch. We have another opportunity. It's always just another opportunity to what can I do differently this time? You can catch yourself on, okay, I want takeout tonight. Takeout is not the devil here. Takeout is not the problem. It's the permissions we give ourselves when we do things like that. You've already
Yes.
decided if I get takeout, oh well, screwed. You're
Yeah.
just not. So
Yeah.
these are things I want you to be celebrating with your accountability partners is
Okay.
every time you notice what you normally would have done and you do something slightly different. And I don't care if it's you throw one fry out the window. Well, I don't want to get you in trouble for littering, but throw it out the window. Some bird will enjoy that. And
Yeah.
that is a win. That is a step towards doing something different and towards breaking apart the thoughts that your brain is having that, oh, well, like, what am I supposed to do? And I
Yes,
want
okay.
you to keep connecting to why it matters.
Yeah.
That's why it matters. It matters because you want it. And that I want you to keep catching that other stuff too. You don't have to just cook at home to lose weight. None of us do. I've told my private clients there was an article actually from Nashville, which I found funny because that's where Corinne is and Nobie S and stuff, right? But it was a guy in Nashville that ate McDonald's for 30 days. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, every food he ate for 30 days was from McDonald's. And it's actually a newspaper article, so you can Google it. And apparently, like all blood tests and weight loss, everything improved after 30 days. Because I think
Oh.
all he did was ate half every time, or he just basically it sounded like doable hunger to me. They just didn't use the words. They don't know them, I guess. But so,
Yeah.
but he literally ate McDonald's. I was raised that, yeah, you can't lose weight. You can't eat healthy if you eat at McDonald's, but you can, which is the cool thing. You may not want to, but you can.
Yeah. Okay.
So, this version of you inside that breeds that confidence, we want to let her speak.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let her come out. Let her address the weight loss thing.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So how do you think that kind of behavior and shift over there will impact your dating life and your intimacy and stuff? Because that is really what we're here for.
Yeah, I think it would I think it would probably focus more on the relationship than like what like how my body actually looks, if that makes sense. Like yeah, and
So you joined this plus size dating app and you're working on making peace with the body you have.
Yes.
I would just add today.
I'm
Doesn't mean
sorry.
I would add the word today. Doesn't
Oh, yes, okay.
mean you have to think, oh, well, like, because you kind of added it in like a hopeless way almost. I don't mean to put words in your mouth, but like, I better just decide I'll have like I better like this body, you know, because what if I don't lose the weight?
Yeah.
Yeah, love this body because it's your body. It's different than anybody else's out there.
Yeah.
And it's especially different because it has you and your thoughts and feelings inside. It has your confidence inside of it. Someone else may not rock that body quite the same way you will, but or loss, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I'll try to keep in mind to incorporate those two.
Yes. So, what are you going to have your accountability partners call you out for?
I am going to tell them when I pick up food, and I am going to show them what's left. I've done that before.
Awesome. Yeah. And you can show them what's left. You can show them what you threw out before you started. Doesn't matter.
Oh
But if
yeah,
you are
that's what
sure, yeah, if
I was.
you're
Well,
like
so then,
90% sure that they're serving you too much, show them that you're getting rid of it.
yeah.
Yeah. No more putting the fast food people in charge of how much you eat.
Yeah,
I don't know you.
that's a. This is why I love No BS, because it sounds like such a ridiculous thing to do. To just, it's like so easy, but it's not anything that I would think for myself.
No, I agree with you. I think that's one of the things that happens in the world is we try to overcomplicate things and
Yeah.
try to add such deep hidden meaning to things. And
Yes.
like, yeah, no, just slow it down. Let's keep it simple. So, all right. Thank you for sharing. Was there anything else you wanted to touch on before you go?
No, that's good. That's enough. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Thank you, as always, for raising your hand. And I will put you back to attending. Bye. I think I do have someone else with their hand raised, and we are going to bring her up next. But in the meantime, I do have a couple of questions. There we go. I do have a couple of questions that I want to answer. And I do want to let you in on the special thing that I wanted to tell you about, because I think it really relates to kind of what Anne-Marie and I were talking about, how great it is to be able to come to these calls and how great it is to be able to work with a coach on things, kind of like Anne-Marie and I did last month and then this month. There is a very special offer coming out tomorrow. So I know a lot of people come to these calls and feel shy about raising their hands, feel shy about wanting to put yourself out there, especially this one, which is why I'm so excited about this offer. Because let's face it, sex and intimacy is not something you always want to share with a whole entire membership. We so appreciate it when you do, and that's why I love that we offer these calls. But I also offer private coaching. So that is a place where it really is just you and I. It is just you and I, where we meet every single week, where you have access to me in writing all week long in between, as much as you want to ask all of the questions. And one of the biggest barriers to entering private coaching, from what I've heard from people, is the cost. So tomorrow, I want you to keep an eye out on your emails, because just for a limited time, I think it's only until like the end of the weekend. If you ever thought you wanted to just try private coaching, you will be able to sign up on a month-to-month basis. Now, the other thing, let's see if it works. Oh, yes, I also put it in here. I'm going to put a link in the chat, because I also don't want you to just do it blindly if you're not sure. Because a month is still a decent commitment, but in a month, that is 4 to 5 sessions with me, written, in between, where we're going to talk every single day. And we can get a lot done in a month, which is why I'm so excited about this, especially when it comes to sex and intimacy, because there may be like a one-off thing that you just really want to work through. Something that is very private in your relationship. Could be a sexual thing. It could just be intimacy. It could be body image. Anything that you want, you can then join month to month. Now, it doesn't start till tomorrow, so don't, go posting on Facebook yet. I don't even know if I was supposed to tell everybody on this call tonight, but I am just so excited about it for all of you, because so many people like have reached out and said, I really want to work with you, but a 3-month commitment is an awful lot. So I'm going to put in the chat, I've put my link there. You can book an appointment with me on that link, and we can get together one-on-one and talk about whether it's going to work for you or whether it is something that will help with whatever's going on for you. You can book an appointment on there, and we will meet on Zoom just like this, but just you and I. And I can answer any questions and help you get a better understanding of what private coaching with me would be like. So I've put the link into the chat. Feel free to go ahead, like I say, and book appointments with me at any point. And we'll get together and talk about it. And that way you can make sure that you're really confident that you're making the right decision. But the offer for just not having a 3 month commitment and getting to start month to month, you're going to get that email tomorrow. So now I'm going to answer some questions. Anonymous attendee said, I just started weight loss, but want a deeper connection with my partner, and I just don't feel sexy. All right. So one of the things that we learn in No BS is that how we feel, it's always driven by our thoughts. And I don't just mean thinking about the weather. I mean, just the narrative in our mind, what's going on in our brain, that's what creates that feeling of sexy. So this is exactly what we've been talking about, how to feel sexy no matter what your size, how to feel sexy right now. That's going to come from you thinking sexy things, talking about sexy things, creating an atmosphere that for you is sexy. It's also wanting to create an atmosphere that for you feels safe, feels secure, and feels like you can open up in that way. That is one of the big things that I have worked on, is trying to find a way to. I have kids that live downstairs. Kids, I mean, they just had a baby. They're like almost 30, but they still live downstairs. If I'm really going to get in the mood, I'd like to be able to make some noise sometimes and not just have to bite my tongue. So it's creating that atmosphere where I give myself permission to be able to feel sexy. You can also really look at what does help you feel sexy? Is it sense? Is it eye contact? Is it touching? Is it like, what is it when you say, I want a deeper connection with my partner? What is it that you're looking for or wanting from your partner in order for you to give yourself permission to feel sexy? That's a question, anonymous attendee, that I'd like you to look at. So another way to create that deeper connection with your partner and think about just focusing on that is to actually take sex off the table. Sort of work on them a little bit separately at first, because honestly, sexy does come from you feeling good about yourself. And if you're wanting to feel deeply connected with your partner, that's going to more often than not come from the talking that you do together, the eye contact, the handholding, the sitting together. Do it without the sex first. Look for those ways to build that intimate connection. And again, this is something I work with people a lot in private coaching. So we come up with, we'll brainstorm together and come up with all kinds of ideas. But I want you to maybe do that. Take a piece of paper and start to brainstorm a bunch of these ideas and give some things a try. This is, I said to somebody else one time, fuck around and find out, right? Have some fun, play with it, figure out how you can build that. Get some ideas. All right. There was another question I saw in the chat. I don't know how to love my body, and because of that, I don't want my husband to touch me. So interesting. I want you to think about the idea of, to me, that's sounding like kind of confidence and we're not feeling great about our body exactly the way it is. A question I guess I would have is, how does your husband feel about it? Because what it sounds like is happening is you have a bunch of thoughts about your body, and when he touches you, it probably brings up those thoughts. Sometimes with some husbands, we can ask them and they'd be like, what? I just like touching you, right? Like they don't care the same way we do. So that's number one. Second of all, is doing all the things we talk about. Oh, so yeah, this member Mary posted in the chat for sure. He says he thinks I'm sexy and he tells me that all the time. So I would be curious, Mary, why you don't believe your husband. Is your husband known to be a liar? And why can't we just believe him? That would be my question. That I'm going to let you think about that. No, and I don't know. Okay, so no, he's not lying to you. He loves your body. He thinks you're sexy as hell. What if we work on trusting him? Trusting that that's what he thinks. Now, you can still decide it's okay if he also doesn't touch me. If you're not comfortable, that's okay, right? I want you to remember that. It's okay if you're not that comfortable with it. It's definitely something you can work up to, even in an evening or a week, whatever. Like the idea of giving yourself some space to work up to that, to work up to any kind of touching. Start with hand holding. Start with letting them touch your arm, right? And then what I want you to focus on is getting out of your head and just into your body. And knowing that this man thinks you're sexy and tells you that all the time, how does it actually feel to you when he is touching places that do feel okay for you to allow him to start touching? That's what I want you to think about. All right. I am going to, Christy has her hand up, so I am going to invite Christy up. And then we do have another post, another question that I will answer. Make sure that you copy down the link if you would like to meet with me privately to see if private coaching is something you might be interested in. Hello, Christy.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm a little nervous.
Okay, so same as Anne-Marie. Let's just take a breath. Just you and I, sort of.
Sort of. I
Sort
could
of.
relate to Mary there because that was part of what I wanted to talk about too.
Okay.
So, my husband is very supportive. He's very loving. He tells me I'm sexy all the time.
Okay.
I think we have sex like every few months. I mean, it's
Okay.
not very often at all. And I used to tell myself that it was because I was uncomfortable with my body.
Okay.
And because I don't feel sexy, the last thing I want to do is have sex, and it'll get better when I lose my weight. But then I lost my weight a couple years ago, and it didn't change things.
Yeah.
I started since I've been in No BS, I kind of started looking back at my life.
Yeah.
And so I was sexually abused by my father when I was a teenager.
Okay.
And I th think that experience taught me that the only way to get love was to have sex.
Right.
And so I was very promiscuous as a teenager. So I had sex all the time. That was no problem.
Yes.
And now that I have love, it. So, how do I get past that? Is I think my big question.
So you're very onto yourself, and you know. You have a very good reason for thinking this, for having had this thought pattern develop in your mind. That makes sense, right? That
But I'm
you're
also
talking.
55 years old. I should be past that by now.
Okay, so sometimes there just isn't a time limit on things. The other part is we don't always get past things. Right. So you recognize that this is how you feel. that a version of you, what if we separate it that way? A version of you learned that sex was a way to get love. Now you have love. What do you want sex for now?
A show love.
Okay. To show love. Are there other ways that you show love?
Well, of course. I mean, we spend time together, we have fun together, we talk, we touch, we flirt.
But we're not happy with every couple of months having
Well,
intercourse.
I know he wants more. And I think some of it is, we have an 18-year-old. She's getting ready to go. I'm very involved with her last year in high school. And he's a truck driver, so he's gone half the time. So some of it is schedule. I get that. And it's not that we don't want to, it's just not a priority. And I really, he's always the one that instigates.
Okay. Have you ever been the one that instigates?
I think I've tried a couple times and like he'll just roll over in bed and I'll be like, oh, I guess he doesn't like, I guess he doesn't think I'm sexy, kind of like Mary said.
Okay.
And then it kind of, so when I do instigate, it's very much out of my comfort zone.
Okay. But you
And
said
then
he's
I
the one that
get
wants it
shut
more.
down. Yes.
Right. But he's the one that wants it more.
Yes. And I definitely enjoy it when we do.
Yeah. Do you have conversations with him about this at all?
No.
Okay. So how do you know he wants more?
Well, just because, like sometimes I'll be brushing my teeth in the morning and he'll come up and like rub up against me, but we've got places to be and stuff like that. I mean, just that kind of stuff.
So, is that typically how he instigates things?
Oh, usually it's in the morning in bed, and he'll just roll over and jump on top of me.
Okay. So, one of the things that I could see for you is working on the communication a bit of making sure that you're not making assumptions. Because one thing I do know about sex lives is things ebb and flow all the time. And if you are very busy and like maybe it's okay, but there's something that's telling you it's not. And that, but it's interesting to me that you're saying that it's him that wants more. So I would fact check that. Does he or doesn't he? And if he does, and he's the one that normally instigates, well, let him know. I'd probably be okay with it. Just instigate more at appropriate times. What do you think that would be like to say to him?
I mean, I think it would work. I just have to open my mouth and talk about it.
So, what is it that brought you up here to talk to me about this? What did you think? Hey, this is what I'm gonna fix by talking to Lisa.
I just thought, because these are things that have been going on in my head, and you are just so open about talking about things like this when I am really not.
Okay.
And so I
How
thought you
often do
might
you
have
think I
some
have sex?
insights. What's that?
How often do you think I have sex? Any idea?
I just remember you going on vacation and talking about toys.
Next month, actually. I'm sorry. Hey, but the reason we do things like that is because it's the same around here. I think I was saying at the beginning of the call, I've got my kids down. My daughter lives downstairs. Let me think, she's 28. I think she's 28 or 27, somewhere around there. She just had a baby, though, like literally 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago today, just had a baby. So now I hear baby crying downstairs, too. Now, I wouldn't want to put this on her, but it's a bit of a mood killer, tell you that much.
Yeah.
So, but we try. Honestly, around here, it's maybe once a month. I find it kind of goes in cycles. But the thing about that is that it only really matters if it's not what you want. Your brain's trying to make it like, well, it's because I don't feel sexy, and it's because of all these things. And it's like, well, but what do you really want out of it?
But I want to want it more.
Okay, why? What would be change if you wanted it more?
I think I miss the closeness
Okay.
that we have when we are together.
Okay. So that to me is you being onto something. Because that isn't gonna be helped by you telling your husband, hey, if you want intercourse more, hit on me more when it's appropriate.
Okay.
Like, that's the solution for intercourse frequency. I don't know that that's going to give you the closeness you want. So, to address, that's why it's so good to ask more and more questions and to get into this, because we want to actually solve, like you said, I thought losing weight would do it. I lost the weight. Guess what? My brain didn't change. So, if what you're really looking for is closeness, let's work on making time for that.
Okay, that makes sense.
Now, you said he drives a truck.
He does. He's gone. Sometimes he's gone for a week, sometimes he's gone for just a couple of days, and he's
Okay.
home for a day, and then he leaves again. And then
Okay.
he's usually home weekends, but then that's when I'm usually gone running around with my daughter. She's in show choir competitions right now, is like heat of the season. So,
Okay. So to me, that sounds like a bit of calendaring maintenance here.
right.
Closeness deserves a place on your calendar. And it does sound like you have like schedules and you know kind of what's going on. How far out do you know what's going on as far as his work and her stuff?
Like a week. Like
Okay.
he finds out, he's gone right now, and he won't find out his schedule for next week until Friday.
Okay. So, do you do planning or anything like that with your weight loss and OBS works, that kind of stuff?
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, I try to. I just got over pneumonia, so I didn't do anything for 2 weeks, but.
Okay, so that's one place that you can keep track of it. Another is wherever you keep on like a calendar or something where you pay attention to all your daughter's activities, that kind of thing. Find yourself something fun, like a sticker you can put on a calendar or a plan dates. Plan some alone time. And when I say dates, I don't mean like, hey, we're putting on tuxes and going to this. No, I mean like go for coffee with him or something. But when you have your schedule and you have his schedule, your job is now to find a time. And it's a time for closeness. And it might feel weird at first. I don't know. It might feel fabulous. I have no idea. But it also may feel like you might be like, what? We have coffee at home. Why would we go out for a coffee? You can say, because we're doing it, damn it. And just see where that takes you. That's what I'd like you to do. See where that takes you and what ends up happening as a result of that. But pay attention to your why. Ultimately, your why is like you're saying closeness. I suspect intimacy is probably a big part of that too, eventually. Feeling safe to feel sexy, feeling safe to be intimate with someone that you already love. And you're not using it for some any other purpose aside from just being close and being intimate. That can
I
be
like
freaky.
that.
It can be kind of scary too sometimes, and that's okay.
Yeah, we're looking at being empty nesters here soon too. So I think part of that worries me Because I've been a mom since I was 22, raising babies, and all of a sudden, so I'm worried that it's just going to be the two of us. And do we still have what we need to have, to last without kids? So.
So you're going to get to find out. I bet you do.
Oh, and I believe we do. It's my fear is that we don't. I don't
Okay.
know.
So what we want to do is we want to thank the fear for coming in. Thanks for the warning. I get it. Normal, makes sense. Especially as a mom, let me say, yes, we're always afraid of these things. My children left. I have three of them, but when the two youngest girls, when they were leaving, oh, I was devastated. Same thing. My first was at 21. And when they were, I had basically grown up with them. And then they all left me. I was terrified. I cried so hard for the 2 weeks up to when my daughter left. So hard. But what I found out was that I was anticipating how bad it was going to be. And it's that anticipation of pain, that anticipation of the fear of the what ifs that gets us so much more than anything else. So what if we just allow things to be what they are? Right now, you have time to spend with your daughter. When she goes to school, we'll see what happens. Let future you, that version of you, deal with that, because what I found, so it was actually pretty cool. Was actually pretty cool when they left. Could walk around naked if I felt like it. Like, it was fine. I was so much better than what I anticipated myself feeling like. And then that daughter came home every weekend too. So that was like, oh. Like, oh, I thought you left. I got all upset about you leaving, and now you're still here.
Well, don't get me wrong. I am excited to be an empty nester. I'm ready
Ah,
for it. I'm not depressed that my
fabulous.
kids
So
are leaving me.
not the 2 weeks of crying like I did. Okay.
No, I mean, I might, but everybody asks me what on earth I'm going to do with myself when
Oh,
she's
maybe
gone.
fun.
And I'm like, I have no idea, but I'll figure it out. It's like I said before, it's more being alone with my husband again, or not again, but because we've never really been alone without kids. So when
I am
my
right there.
son graduated high school and my youngest started kindergarten, so it's just been this continuous cycle. So
Yes.
it really is like starting a whole new life with just me and my husband. So
So, what I want you to remember is that you are half of that equation. So, you're going to have time for you, which is also going to be cool. And then you can practice dating your husband. So starting now with these mini dates might be actually a great stepping stone to that. And then if you want some information about the resorts that we go to, they're a lot of fun. Never know what you might get up to.
Right. Well, thank you very much.
You're very
It was
welcome.
great to talk to you.
It was great for you to put up your hand. I see some comments in the chat about how helpful that was. So, thank you, and I will put you back down to attendee. Thank you again.
All right.
And then we do have one more question here. Someone in the chat says, "My kids moved out. Then they asked if I'd watch their kids. Been doing it since." Yep. The circle of life, right? Well, this, like I said, that daughter that I cried for 2 weeks, she moved out and now she lives in the basement again. So she's back home again, but she has her own apartment down there. So it's a little bit different. I don't actually have to take care of her. And I do enjoy having her close. So in the Q&A, as an older woman who has lost 150 pounds, congratulations. and been out of the dating world for 40 years, how does one get over the flat, saggy boobs and extra saggy, wrinkled skin when thinking slash wanting to finally get out in that world again? I'm okay with me, but not sure a guy will be okay with it and not be turned off by it. To me, okay, like 10-second answers, fuck around and find out. It's almost my favorite saying. But no, I mean, the only way to really find out if someone is going to be okay with the body that we have is to put ourselves out there, right? Put yourselves out there. We don't know where it's that same idea. The anticipation of that rejection is probably way worse than anything that's going to actually happen. So maybe somebody won't like it. Chances are they're not going to care. By the time they've got your clothes off, they're not really paying that close attention to the skin. It's we are thinking way more about it than anybody else is ever going to. That's what I would offer you, Anonymous, that to remind yourself of that, to really think about it, to talk about it, and then to work on that narrative voice in your head that is saying things like, I have to get over the flat, saggy boobs. Why? They're your breasts. That's the way they are. They are what they are. Feel them, love them. They're your breasts. That's what I want you to keep in mind. And any, like I say, anybody who's taken their clothes off with you is probably not gonna be bothered by that kind of thing at all. That would be my guess. So think about the way you talk about yourself to yourself, because you said, I'm okay with me. So if you're okay with you, do you want to be with someone who even isn't okay with it? Or who, wouldn't that be a good like litmus test for if you want to be with this guy or not? Because if he's got a problem with something that you're totally okay with, F him. Enough. Done. That's something you get to think through, right? Somebody in the chat commented, in case you're not seeing it, yeah, guys get saggy too. Yes, they 100% do. So keep that in mind. But that is something you can work on, that narrative in your head. That is what we're going to be working on all of March with the journaling. So keep that in mind. Does anybody else have any more questions? Reminder again, I'm going to post the link in the chat again. I don't know if it disappears or what, but if you want to book an appointment with me to talk about if private coaching is going to be something that is right for you, feel free to do so. If you're like, I've just been waiting because I really just wanted like a month of coaching, then I want you to look for your email tomorrow and sign up. Yes, March is journaling. Yeah, so if check for the email tomorrow, it's a very limited time offer. There are very limited spaces, especially for me. I have very limited spaces, and I know that my people want to work with me because of a lot of the topics that we do work on. We can definitely work on anything at all. Like you've seen me on these calls, I'm very open. Whatever exactly you want to work on, I am there for it. So keep an eye out for that. Old men are also worried about, can they perform? He's going to worry about his stuff, not yours. Yes, exactly. Someone said, not a question, but a huge thank you. Oh, you're so welcome. These calls have helped me a lot. You are so welcome. I love doing these calls, and I love working with the members on all of these things. I'm just so glad that it gets to be a topic we talk about. Q&A. Anonymous says, what if I have been in a sexless marriage for over 20 years? He just has no interest. Okay. What if? That is a very good question for yourself, is what if? If you've been in this marriage for 20 years, do you want to stay in the marriage? We cannot change other people. Not directly, anyways. We can ask, we can have conversations, we can communicate. But at the end of the day, we cannot force people. That is not what BDSM is about, for a laugh for people. That is not what it's about. It's not about forcing people. But we can definitely have communication. We can definitely talk about it. You can definitely talk about, what is it I really want? I say I want sex. Do I want sex? Do I want intimacy? Do I want connection? Do I just want intercourse? Do I want to go have an affair? Do I want to get a divorce? I mean, honestly, the world is your oyster. It may not feel like it, but it really is. So that a very good question. What do I do? You get to answer. I want you to dream about it. Like, what do I want to do? What is it I really want to do? I bet you the key starts with some communication, but I think it sounds like it could start with you answering your own question. What is it I'm prepared to do about this? What is it that I really want out of it? All right. That would be a good one to talk about next time. Yes, March is all about journaling, but not in a bad way, guys. It's going to be really good. iPhone said, Lisa, you are outstanding. This is my first call. See, I have to tell you all about this comment. It's my first call with you, and I couldn't join until 40 minutes in. I will listen to one of your replays right after this call. Thank you, everyone, for being coached. So, iPhone, make sure that you check out your email tomorrow. There's an opportunity to do private coaching 1 month at a time that is coming out tomorrow for like limited time days. I don't even know exactly how many spots I have, but I don't have that many spots. So if you want to spend a month with me figuring out your sex and intimacy, body issues, whatever it is, I'm there for it. So I hope to see you all next month. It is again, it's on the same date. It is on March 18th. So I hope to see you all then. And in between, keep reaching out. You can always find me on Facebook. And I love your questions. I love connecting with you all so much. All right. Good night, everybody. Have a good night.